Target Insight is the founder and executive director. He's recognized as one of Michigan's most notable pollsters, analysts, and strategists, and we're proud to have him on the program. Ed, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Late night last night?
It was. It was late night because we didn't, I thought it was more the fact that we, probably by 9 o'clock we knew Romney had it, but we couldn't get out of that margin of error. That hovering at 3 or 4% lead, which ended up being is something that us pollsters like to see a little bit larger before we call it. But it was pretty much early from the standpoint. We had a sense that was going to happen once the absentee vote came in.
Ed, we had an interesting perspective on this. A few weeks ago, there were several polls where Santorum had big leads. Mitt Romney put a lot of people on the ground, a lot of resources here, spent more than $1 million in ads. We reached out for more than 10 days to all the candidates, and we emailed and we called. We got the best response from Mitt Romney's folks. As a matter of fact, they helped us schedule interviews with his national campaign chairman as well as Donald Trump. I heard Fox News yesterday morning said that they invited all the candidates to come on and talk about their campaigns on the election day. Only Mitt Romney chose to use that free vehicle. And that kind of gave me a little personal insight into why Romney maybe was going to win.
Well, because one, he had a strategy and he had a team in place to get the message out to get his voters to the polls. He had won the early voting before the campaign started in our world. You talk about beginning of January, February, when things were starting to be shaping up. He was winning more than 2-1, 3-1 some of those absentee votes. And so he had to focus on, okay, what did he need to know? He had to outreach mid-Michigan and southeast Michigan is where he actually won. And so shows like yours and other things around the state, that's what helped him win, beat by that victory yesterday.
Saw a story in the Free Press this morning, and it talked about how Democrats crossed over to vote for Paul and Santorum as a message to Romney. Ron Paul had several thousand people at MSU that he visited with yesterday, but it was interesting to see that the Democrats are looking at other candidates.
Well, first of all, let's be a little realistic. The number of Democrats that crossed over was minute, okay? It was smaller than less than 2000 and less than 2004 and less than all that type of thing. It was a very small number of Democrats. Actually, it was the same number of Democrats that traditionally cross over in any primary. And that's what's important to understand, because turnout was well below we had going back a number of years. So Democrats wasn't a large number of Democrats showing up.
So that's an insignificant number from your perspective.
It is. I mean, all of us who track this, an average of 4-8% of Democrats always vote Republican because they're Reagan Democrats, they're conservative, and their candidate on the Democratic side is too moderate liberal for them. And so when I was looking at the data, even tracking where the votes came from, I mean, what gave Romney and the victory was actually end up being Oakland County, and showing up in strong numbers. One of the ninth congressional district so far, exceeded traditional primary by over 100,000 votes, very large.
Ed, how important was Michigan? It's been kind of cool the last few weeks to see Michigan on the national stage in the political world.
Well, it is huge because what it demonstrated here for at least the Republicans is that Mitt Romney has no vision. When you win such a close race like this, in fact, because you don't get the voters in passion with you. He was elected in Michigan because he is perceived as having the best chance of beating Obama, not because they love him or he has a vision. They just believe he has the best chance. If you watch all the commentaries or read all the analysis of the facts, this man is not showing the real Mitt Romney that when you see one-on-one or what his family knows them. That's why it was close here. So Michigan, it was a test market for him that he's going to have to figure out how does he sell who he is. And he keeps making some verbal mistakes. Santorum, basically, I would say, the reason why he lost his lead in the final week because of, he went after the number one like President Kennedy, and he went after college education. it may help him with his ultra conservatives, but he really blew any chance of winning Michigan yesterday.
After what you've witnessed for the last few weeks, Ed, anything surprise you?
What surprised me was is that Mitt Romney, despite what people say, did not commit the resources in comparable measures as he did in Florida and other areas. He sort of assumed that this was his and he was going to eke out a victory. So he had a great organization. He was here. But I didn't see the necessary commitment as Rick Santorum did. maybe not with your with the media, but the ground troops, the messaging. Santorum committed a lot of time, and this is also the first day that in the final weeks, Santorum and Monterey were roughly equal in funding, comparable compared to other states.
Ed, is this a done deal? Is Mitt going to be the guy even before Super Tuesday?
I would say the advantage is still his. I would say it's going to be slow and hard unless he breaks through on Super Tuesday. Right now he'll win Massachusetts, but the goal will be, to me, I'm looking at what happens in Ohio. And that's more of an important state come November. Romney knows that, despite it's our home state, he knows that Republicans can win the presidency without Michigan. But very seldom do Republicans win without Ohio. So the big test is going to be Ohio for Mitt Romney.
Final question for you, Ed. If I bet you a cup of coffee and Mitt Romney and Barack Obama were involved in the election that was held tomorrow, who would win?
Obama would win. I think Mitt Romney still has a long ways to go to demonstrate his vision to independents and women. It was very interesting what you saw happening last night. The neither candidate attacked each other. Right now, Mitt Romney understands his negatives are too high to defeat Mitt Romney, and he also has got to start talking about what he's going to do with the independent voter and the female voter. But actually, Rich Santorum last night started to go after the female vote, which Republicans typically have not done, at least specifically in Michigan.
Ed Sarpolis is with Target Insight, just a fabulous, knowledgeable guy and company. Ed, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate you.
Take care. Bye-bye.